Well, today I'm delighted to say that I'm in conversation with Leslie Berrington, who is the former owner of Stepping Stones Daycare Limited. She opened her first nursery in 1997 and went on to open two more nurseries and two kids clubs within 4 years. And after attending a course about the Disability Discrimination Act in 2004, she began searching for storybooks featuring disability to use in her nurseries. And it was a very difficult thing to find any, and the ones that she did find used the story to explain the disability. So Leslie wanted the child with a disability to be part of the story, to introduce the disability to other children, but not to draw attention to it. So she created Hattie and Friends to meet the growing demand for inclusive resources. So Hattie and Friends are these wonderful inclusive stories and resources, and they're now used in hundreds of settings around the UK. So I'm delighted to welcome you, Leslie, and thank you very much for giving up your time to talk to me today. So now, tell us about your journey. I mean, I've given it a brief intro there, but, you know, what's your background? How did it all begin? And how did you start sort of opening up your nurseries? And then I understand how it sort of led into your journey into becoming an author. But tell us more about what happens now.
Really, when I was at school, I didn't have an idea of what I wanted to do in the future. But one thing that I was good at was looking after children. And I had various babysitting jobs, and I helped at a Sunday school. And so I looked into doing the nursery nursing degree, and that's what I did. I completed my NNEB after school. So then for a few years, I was a nanny. I was a nanny in Sheffield, and then I was a nanny in London. And then I decided to have a complete change, and I did various jobs for a few years. I was a pub manager for a few years in London.
And yeah.
So that was a complete change. And then after that, I was a retail manager for a few years. So both of those things gave me completely different experiences. So I'd got the childcare experience, and then I'd also got management business experience. So when I came to the age of about 29 and I was thinking, what do I really want to do with my life? And I want to have my own family and things. I sat down and thought about what I wanted to do. And it was actually when I was in a doctor's surgery and I was reading an article about a lady who had opened her own nursery. And I thought, well, do you know, I could do that. And that's actually what happened. So I left my old job and I opened my first nursery in 97.
Good Lord. And where was that based then?
So that was in Lincoln. Yeah. And right from the beginning, I thought I want a chain of nurseries. I thought that all along. I didn't want one nursery. I wanted a chain of nurseries. And so there was going to be Stepping Stones Limited, and I was going to have different nurseries in possibly different cities. But then what happened over the next few years, because Lincoln was growing so quickly and the demand for childcare was growing so quickly, I actually ended up opening three nurseries in Lincoln and the kids' clubs. So it all happened very quickly.
Good Lord, how wonderful, isn't it? How I love to know people's stories, because you just, you know, life just takes you in some very interesting directions. You know, looking at that magazine or something and seeing that triggered something, and off you went into creating some wonderful experiences for kids. So how long did you do that for?
So I had the nurseries till 2006.
Yeah.
In 2004, some things happened that really made me change direction again.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I ended the Disability Discrimination Act course, which was part of my professional development within the nurseries. And as they were speaking on this course, they were saying, you know, there's a real lack of resources, showing disability and things like that. And it just made me think about that. Mm-hmm. And then we also had an Ofsted inspection at one of my nurseries, and the inspector said we needed to reflect our diversity more in our resources. So these things put together, I realised there was a real need for storybooks particularly, but also other resources that had pictures and positive images of disability.
Yeah, absolutely. How fascinating. So why is it, do you think, important to ensure that particularly young children, I suppose, see positive images of disability?
Well, I think it's probably only because it was pointed out to me that I realised that those positive images aren't there in our storybooks.
Yes,
and I think it is so important, because in our storybooks, we're teaching children all the time how to behave and how to react to one another. And when we see positive images and we see the characters in my stories who have disabilities treated like anybody else,
it's
just part of life. And it's just getting children to act with respect towards each other, and they'll notice the differences that we have, and they'll maybe be curious about them, but we can explain those in a way that it's just easily accepting to them.
Well, I know, really, I saw on your Twitter feed actually as well, Strictly Come Dancing were sort of more inclusive, and I know that presenters on television and all sorts of things now, everyone has woken up to the fact that we're all different, and that, you know, that we're showing more positive images generally, aren't we? So your books were very timely way back then. So what disabilities do you cover in your books, and how many have you written? I know the answer to that, really, but I just want my listeners to know about it. And I want to know, actually, if there are any more planned and what age they go up to.
Okay, so I've got four titles at the moment, and they're all about days out. So the first title is A Day at the Zoo, and that features Hattie and George, and George is a wheelchair. So Hattie's in all the stories because it's Hattie and Friends. So in the second story, it's Hattie and Nisha, and they go to the farm, and Nisha wears leg braces and uses crutches.
Yeah.
And in the third story, it's Lucy, and they go to the seaside. Lucy's blind, and she uses a white cane.
Wow.
And I remember when I wrote that story, and my daughter soon afterwards saw somebody, just as we were walking down the road, and they were a cane and walking along, and she said to me, "Oh, that's just like Lucy, Mummy," because my daughter was there at the time. And I think that just proves that it just makes a difference, because it just helps that understanding.
Oh, yes. And it's about teaching tolerance and respect and acceptability and inclusiveness, isn't it?
Yes. And then the last one is Toby, who's deaf and has a cochlear implant. And again, when I wrote that story, there was a little boy in my daughter's class at school who had a cochlear implant. And I went in and spoke to the class about my storybook, and he was absolutely delighted to see a child in the book like himself.
If you're enjoying this interview and would like to hear more of it, go and join my parenting club, where you can hear the full fascinating interview. And also, while you're there, there are lots more expert interviews for you to enjoy. How wonderful. So where can people find out more about you and your books and your website, and where are you all on social media? We'll put all of this on the show notes at the, on Friday when the episode comes out. We'll put an excerpt into the free podcast, and then we'll let it out for a whole week free. And then it goes, as I said, back into the parenting club. But tell us exactly where everyone can find you.
Okay, so there's a website, which is hattieandfriends.co.uk. Our Twitter is at Hattie's Friends, and the Facebook page is Hattie and Friends. So I'm quite active on all of those, and you can always contact me directly by email at Lesley, which is Lesley, at hattieandfriends.co.uk. And I'm always happy to listen to feedback, or if somebody wants to order that way. But you can order online at the website.
These are lovely gifts as well, aren't they? I was thinking for grandparents as well, and childminders and people like that. There must be a lovely, lovely gift for people like that to give too. Well, listen, that's been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time and for discovering all about Hattie and her friends. I think it's been an absolute wonderful journey that's really going to help families and children feel inclusive, which is such a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It is. Thank you.
Okay, so until next time, take care.
Thanks, Sue.